The world needs more men like John Butler and Cedric Hampton. John Butler helped a young man named Devarius Peters, who was blocked from his high school graduation because his shoes violated the dress code. He was wearing black leather sneakers instead of dress shoes. Devarius didn't have another pair at home, and there was no time to buy new ones before the ceremony started. Enter John Butler, a teacher at the school. When he heard about the problem, he gave Devarius the shoes off his own feet. Mr. Butler had to attend the ceremony in his socks, but he rescued Devarius from missing his graduation. In a similar story, Cedric Hampton came alongside a young man named Timothy Harrison. Cedric was the store manager for the Waffle House. Timothy was an employee whose family wasn't able to attend his graduation ceremony. When Cedric heard that Timothy didn't have a ride to the venue, he removed his apron, put somebody else in charge of the store, and drove Timothy to his graduation, over an hour away. On one level, the gestures of these men might seem insignificant. On another level, they were life-changing. Good men do what's right, even when it requires sacrifice. The actions of good men often go unnoticed in our culture, but they are absolutely essential for creating strong, healthy communities. So, to Mr. Butler and Mr. Hampton, as well as the untold thousands of other good men out there, I say, well done, guys. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.